الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My khutbah today concerning what comes after Ramadan. And inshallah, under this title, I would like to recite Surah Al-Sharh, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as all of us, by saying, ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. Which is the meaning is, close enough, Allah is saying what the meaning is, Have we not opened your breast for you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and removed from you your burden, which weighed down your back? And have we not raised high your fame? Verily, along with every hardship is relief. Verily, along with every hardship is relief. So, when you have finished, devote yourself for Allah's worship. And to your Lord, Allah alone, turn all your intentions and hope. It's a great surah, and it shows the favor of Allah upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and letting us know that Allah had expanded the bosom of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The job of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so great job. Even mountains, as Allah said, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And Allah is saying, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. If Allah reveals this Quran in a mountain, the mountain will be cracked, broken to pieces, because this is the words of Allah, the revelation of Allah, the orders of Allah. Can you imagine if the Quran comes to a human being? If Allah doesn't make it easy on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to receive the Quran, here's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sweating in a cold night when Jibreel come to him. This was not an easy task. And Allah is saying, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Indeed, we shall reveal to you a heavy statement. Can you imagine if this is only the revelation? How about carrying the obligation and the revelation? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. And whomsoever Allah guides, no one can mislead. And whomsoever Allah make it easy on him, nobody can make it difficult for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sharaha sadra al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and expand his heart, his chest, his bosom, and made the matter and the mission easy. As a prophet, as a messenger, as a da'iya, he needed. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. And also we remove your burden, your sins, your worry, all these things, we remove it, and with so much in you, Muhammad, that you can feel the weight and the burden of this in your back. أَلَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. And O Muhammad, we have lift and raise up your fame and your name. Who among the Muslims, the billions and the billions of Muslims, doesn't know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who among the Muslims that doesn't send about means and ways which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your ranks? Do you want to know? Do you want to be part of this continuous mission, or you want to stop after Ramadan? No more Qiyam, no more Taraweeh, no more fasting, no more Sadaqah, no more visitation to the mosque. Friday, this is good enough. No. Would you like to know about means and ways that Allah elevates you in Jannah? Remove your sins. Said, indeed, tell us, O Prophet of Allah. He said, doing a proper ablution, even if you hate it or dislike it. And what else? Going a lot. Going a lot. again and again and again to the mosque, not only once a week. We don't know this in Islam. It is part of Iman. Visitation of the mosque, praying in the mosque, it is part of Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. You think, إِعْمَارَ الْمَسَجِدْ only بُنْيَانِ. This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of marble and rukham and ceiling and all that fancy stuff. The mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it's raining, the water is inside. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sweating in mud. But this was the best mosque that ever been exist. So Imarat al-Masajid is not only building a big huge mosque, $5 million, and after this almost nobody there. كثرت الخطى إلى المساجد, going again and again and again and walking again, walking again. Brother, did you just finish? You was there in the mosque for Salatul Dhuhr. Why are you going again for Aisha? You going to go twice a day? Subhanallah. What's wrong? How come we manage to go to school every day? We manage to go to pray every day. We manage to do everything every day. The only thing that we don't want to manage, because if you want, وَلَوْ أَرَادُوا الْخُرُوجَ لَعَدُّوا لَهُ عُدَّةً. If you really want to do it, you will do it. But because they did not want to do it. And this was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us. Again, it's وَلَا يَزَلُوا أَقْوَامٌ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرْهُمُ اللَّهُ. You keep delaying and delaying and sitting in the back and going upstairs and going to... After this, Allah will delay you. Allah will put you in the back because you are brushing Islam with this. You make intention and you make means that you go to the school every day and go to the shop every day. You do it. And by Allah, if you want to come to the mosque every day, you will find a way to go to the mosque every day. But... ولا يزال أقوام يتأخرون حتى يؤخرهم الله. He will come two lines in the mosque and sit in the reception area. He will come half of the mosque open and you go upstairs. Why? You're running away from what? The next day, the next time you will go and pray someplace else. And the next thing Allah was meant, maybe you don't like this, neither that, you start praying, pray it in heaven. We can tell you about history of Muslims. Why not just today exist in Colombia? 1980, we can tell you about history of people. Why? Because you approach. You approach Allah and the deen of Allah in this manner. Come in Ramadan, after Ramadan, this is it. Allah knows this. So Allah is saying what? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. To Allah, when you finish a one form of ibadah, get up again for the second. So brothers, if Ramadan is finished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't finish. If Ramadan is over, Allah and His blessings is not over. The one who used to bless you in Ramadan, capable and able to bless you after Ramadan and before Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even capable to bless you for your intention. Only by having intention, but the means was not available, Allah will give you. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. So the rahmah and the hope is in Allah. It's not in the people. It's not in the time. It's not in anything. So we do our sincere intention is for Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hayyun la yamut. So we shouldn't stop. We shouldn't drag our feet. Because it's danger. And the himaya and the security and the protection is in the deen of Allah. And in the house of Allah. And in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ. Indeed, wolf attacks them on the sheep. The moment you start, relax, home, TV, companion, plane, cars, newspaper, and all these things, now انما ياكل الذئب من الغنم القاسيه. Wolf attacks the lonely sheep. He stay away, distant, distant. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that المؤمن الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم خير من الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على أذاهم. A believer who mess with the other believers, be in their company, is much better than another Muslim who doesn't come. He need to come. And you have to have passion with the disturbance that may happen as a result of getting together. Look, we squirreled before Jum'ah, but why we have heat now? Because the body getting together. The same thing when you stay away, nobody bothering you, no any disturbance, no new idea, nobody arguing. The moment we get together, everybody Abu Ali, everybody is Ma'alim, you see? So we have to have patience with each other. But the Prophet ﷺ says this, doing this is much better than staying away. We need the protection of one another, the support of one another, being together under the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is our protection. So brothers, alhamdulillah, the mosque is still open, the charity box is still there, the fasting can be continued done after this, the Qiyam al-Layl still can be done, the Quran is still in existence. So with the end of Ramadan does not mean the end of the ibadah, because Allah is saying فَإِذَا فَرَضْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. If you finish one ibadah, go to the next. Go to the next. So if you finish your farz, go to your sunnah. If you finish your zakah, give in charity. If you finish fasting Ramadan, fast the 60 days. If you finish making the salah, make the zikr. If you finish this, go to another one. Don't stop. Why? وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue in this mission of ibadah of Allah until this comes to you. So when our mission finish? Not when Ramadan finish. When our mission finish, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue in the worship, submitting yourself to Allah until this come to you. And this what we say, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And don't die unless you are in the state of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. With the continuation of this ibadah, brothers, and being among those that when they finish they get up for more ibadah, that we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which reported by Abu Ayyub, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان قد صيام الدهر. رواه مسلم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whosoever observes the fasting of Ramadan followed by 60 days from Shawwal, he will be rewarded and considered like a person who fasted the whole year. And this is the same thing that we're talking about in this khutbah, that ibadah and continuation and keep, finish, continue again, start again. Because this is the way you can stay on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Keep doing it. Keep coming to the mosque. Keep reading the Quran. Keep in making optional fasting. Keep in making Qiyam. So alhamdulillah, we are still here in the month of Shawwal. And each one of us should try to fast 60 days to get this great reward. Regardless if you're going to fast them one after the other immediately in 1 week, you finish it. Or if you fast every Monday and Thursday, or every other day until you finish these 60 days. Inshallah, before I close this khutbah, I would like to make about two announcements. Number one, we have approximately about 45 days before visa for Hajj is closed. Approximately, maybe less. So I would like to remind my brothers and sisters, those who thinking or intending to make Hajj, even if you made Hajj before, or you made Umrah before, don't wait until the last moment, because there is many things need to be taken before you go to make Hajj. You need to check your passport if it's still good for at least 6 months. You need to send it to the agent. You need to get a visa. You need to get shots. You need to get some in the last moment they say we need such a letter from. So don't wait. Don't wait until the last moment, and after this you say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot it, I could not make it because it was too late. So I'm reminding all of you, regardless you're going with me or you're going with other groups, this is not a commercial advertisement, okay? This is to remind you that you've been approaching by another ibadah, and you need to prepare for it, because this is the kind of life that we live in, and this is the routine in the life nowadays. You do not get in your camel and you go. No, there is a different routines, okay? So you have to understand, if you have the slight intention for Hajj, you need to start to prepare for it from now. Also, inshallah, we like to have dinner for you tomorrow, and we like you to be here. And the purpose of this dinner, inshallah, we have يعني حوالي ما يقرب من 50 من الإخوة أو طلبة السعوديين الذين وصلوا إلى هذه البلدة. الله يحفظنا ويحفظ الجميع إن شاء الله ويرعاهم جميعا. يعني لايك إن شاء الله نحن نتعرف عليهم ويكون هذه فرصة في العشاء نحن نتقابل معهم. وكذلك يعني نرجو أنهم إن شاء الله يعني يصلوا غدا الخامسة يعني لأن العشاء الساعة السادسة حتى يتقابلوا ويتعرفوا على الآخرين في الكوميونيتي إن شاء الله. We have about approximately 50 students they arrive from Saudi Arabia, and we are not saying because they are from Saudi Arabia, but I'm letting you that we have a great number of students had arrived. They are not familiar with the country, with the town, with the people. We like to welcome them, get with the dinner to be a chance to meet each other. So I'm inviting you inshallah that you pray Maghrib with us tomorrow about 5:30, and 6 o'clock we can have the dinner so we can get to meet these students inshallah and be some kind of communication, because this is part of our Islam, to get to know one another. And also we like to show our appreciation to the brothers and sisters who contributed towards the Ramadan financially and physically to make a successful Ramadan, successful Eid. Those who planned for it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them all. So this is a mean us to show our appreciation as the administration of this mosque, that we really greatly appreciate what they did during Ramadan and during the Eid. So please try to make a way to swing by the mosque tomorrow, the latest by 6 o'clock, so we can have dinner, we can meet the new students in the town, and also we can meet the other brothers, inshallah, that we don't see them except in some occasions. And all what we're asking you, for you to come. We're providing the dinner, we cook, we take care of the cleaning, you come, inshallah. And inshallah, again, if anybody want to know any information about Hajj in general, I'd be glad to assist you. Again, regardless you're going with me or you're going with other group, I am here to assist. Not I'm here to try to convince you to go with me. This information part of my job, because here as an imam, I have to provide you with the proper information how to make Hajj and to do properly. Inshallah, we're going to have a workshop concerning Hajj. Our activity and classes will continue and resume inshallah for this week coming. جزاكم الله خيرا. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Shawwal for you and the next year that coming for you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who comes to the mosque and to be with the Quran and to be with the continuation of fasting and ibadah of Allah. Ameen.